Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm back.
We're back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. Today we are featuring a bevy of talented singers, songwriters, guitar players, all who happen to be phenomenally talented women.
All of them.
So who do we have up next, Mark?
All right. Well, if there's such a thing as a female Keith Richards, Sue Foley is it, but with a superior set of vocal cords.
And hopefully doesn't look like them.
Oh, no, she's way better looking.
Okay, good.
Sue hails from Canada. In 2022, was honored with the Blues Foundation Award for Best Traditional Blues Female Artist. And if you go to Sue's website, you'll be greeted with photos of her signature pink paisley Fender Telecaster, which he calls Pinky.
It's Pinky.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Remember Pinky Tuscadero?
Of course.
Okay. Well, anyway, like many of today's ladies, it was the blues that launched her music aspirations. At age 15, geez, whiz.
I know.
These ages. At 15, she took up the guitar after seeing blues man James Cotton in concert. James Cotton also was in Chicago quite a bit.
Of course.
And after recording and touring in Canada, she got her big break by signing a contract with Antones Records, which is in Austin, Texas.
Yes, it is. Along with Sue's 14 albums and touring career, she's launched a long-needed project called Guitar Women, dedicated to promoting great female guitar players around the world. So let's listen to Sue Foley rock Rolling Stone style with her song, If You Gotta Go, from the album Big City Blues. What I said, the female Keith Richards.
I was going to say, you could really hear that Rolling Stones influence.
Yeah.
So we're going to move from electric guitar to acoustic guitar. When your music has been praised by the grandsons of legendary bluesman Robert Johnson, Your life's work has received the ultimate affirmation. Rory Black, love the first name. I wonder if she's named after Rory Gallagher. I don't know.
Don't know. We'll ask.
We'll ask her. Rory Black has been called one of the greatest living acoustic blues guitar players.
All true, Jim. And what this woman has accomplished in her life and career makes me feel like the ultimate underachiever. Her stellar career includes, get this, 36 albums and 6 Blues Music Awards. She's also a music producer, author, ordained minister, festival promoter, mother and wife.
That's sort of like you, except for the mother and wife. Pretty close.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah.
Rory was born in New York's Greenwich Village, surrounded by famous musicians, including Bob Dylan and the last living Delta bluesman. She cut her first album at age 12 by backing her father's band. So here is Rory Black performing Fixin' to Die Blues from a Buka White Tribune album titled Keepin' Out of Trouble.
I'm fixing to die. Wait, no, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying. Well, sure we're living now, sure we're born to die. Sure we're born to die. I know I was born to die, but I hate to see my children cry. Children cry. Your mother treated me like I was her very child, was her baby child. That's why I tried so hard to come back home to die. Well, so many nights if I die, how my mother would cry, how my loving mother would cry. So many nights, how my loving mother would cry. Well, I told Mama I had to say goodbye. Gonna stand 10,000 where they lower me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down, before they let me down. Take my children back before they let me down. Well, ain't no need of screaming and crying. That graveyard ground. Well, I'm looking funny in my time, and I believe I'm fixing to die.
Well, Jim, I'm not fixing to die, so.
I hope not.
I like the song, but I'm not fixing to die.
Well, I don't want to break in a new partner, so better not.
Anytime soon. So, unlike some of today's lesser-known female guitarists, our next artist is well-known in the blues and rock circles. Susan Tedeschi is part of that woman's club that's keeping blues-based music vital and evolving. And at age four, she began singing in a choir, and after graduating from the esteemed Berklee College of Music, she formed her first band in 1991.
Age four, I said my first words, you know that? Yeah. I said,
I'm not going to ask. Do you remember what they were?
Yeah. Turn up the volume.
That's good. That was a good improv. I like that.
Yeah. After six albums, it was time to spend more time with her husband, Derek Trucks, a slide guitar wizard with the Allman Brothers Band. In 2010, they formed the Tedeschi Trucks Band and are still going strong today by making records and playing up to 200 dates annually.
There's a lot to talk about with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, but today's show is about Susan Tedeschi. So let's listen to her big and funky 2007 song, Back to the River.
Us to go back to the river.
And did we?
No, we did not.
Okay.
You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and on demand 24/7, where we play the most important music of all time.
Yes, we do, Jim. Our next artist has been voted one of the top 25 women in blues. I'm going to try and get this name right. Ratka Kasparkova. Good. Picked up the electric guitar at age 10. There we go again. And began her pro career by winning the Philadelphia Songwriters Award. She played her first blues show with Buddy Guy and has since been recognized by like-minded musicians and fans around the world.
And in January of 2016, her blues band called Time Gap represented Philadelphia at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. That same year, she moved to Chicago and studied guitar and finance at DePaul University. And when not studying, became an active member of the Chicago blues scene. So pay close attention, please, to this young star singing and playing guitar on her song, Wasted Years.
Wasted years.
but your tone seemed to change way out of key. You said you'd always be there for me, but your tone seemed to change way out of key. I gave you a life, a fair home, but you threw it all right back at me. Yeah. Your daddy said you would have been a star. I tried to help you, but you just went to the bar. Your daddy said you would have been a star. I tried to help you, but you just went to the bar. Tell me, do you really want this? We're gonna sit around.
I gotta say this, and this young woman is studying finance, and she can sing like that.
But that's good because now she won't lose any of her money.
You're right; she's going to be very smart.
Okay, say her name one more time for me.
Her name is Radka Kasparkova. We'd love to have you on our show, Radka.
That's right. But now I've got a name here that's going to be impossible.
Oh yeah, I know. Okay, let's get this straight.
Here's another artist who comes from far away. Her name is Arianthi Panagaris.
Very good.
She's better known as Arianthi. It's easier to say this, the first name. She was born in Australia to Greek parents, and she was only 15 when she made her first public appearance playing with guitar virtuoso Stephen Vai. Before long, she was working with Carlos Santana. He's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, he's okay.
Carrie Underwood. She's pretty good.
She's good.
Prince. Good.
He was good.
Yeah. John Mayer. Good.
Outstanding.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, he's great.
Great. Richie Sambora.
I'm not a big fan.
No?
No.
Oh, I like him.
No.
And some young guy named Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was good, too.
Yeah, he was. It's a given that you have to be an exceptional player to play with these folks. And I've read where her father was a musician, and he filled the family home with a collection of guitars and other instruments. So it's no wonder she became a competent electric guitar player at age 11.
Once again, I was in Little League.
Yeah, just more proof that great musicians feel the pull at an early age when most of us are goofing off and making a mess in our rooms.
Well, I was a very neat boy.
Oh, you were?
I had a very neat
bedroom. You didn't hide food under the bed?
Of course not.
Oh, God.
No. In 2009, Elle magazine called Arianthi one of the 12 greatest female electric guitarists, and a year later she won Breakthrough Guitarist of the Year by Guitar International magazine. So let's play her single release titled Frozen.
You got my heart in a freeze, 100 miles.
Animal That Can Wail, huh?
Yeah, there's the song Frozen. I thought it was from the movie,
Frozen. Yeah, Frozen, yeah, the Disney. But,
yeah,
no, much better.
Yeah, that was much better.
Yeah, I'm not sure young people would care for it, but too bad. Well, let's close out our show by straying a bit from the blues rock format. The reason Jennifer Batten, is that correct?
Yes.
Batten, thank you. Sounds so much like guitar legend Jeff Beck is because she considers Jeff the god of all guitar gods, which he is. So it's no wonder Jeff had Jennifer join him for a 3-year stint recording albums and touring.
You know, by the way, I saw her back around the year 2000.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed.
I did too.
And there's so much more to her story. Jennifer was chosen from over 100 guitarists to join Michael Jackson's band. And she's authored books and instructional guitar DVDs. And she created a one-woman multimedia show and also did a guitar residency with Cirque
du Soleil.
I can never say that right.
That's all right.
Yeah. And she holds master classes and clinics.
And let's mention that our own Jim Peterik is a big fan. So get ready for Jennifer Batten to give you a whooping with her song. I can say this, right? Butt whooping.
Yeah, I slap his head. Look here.
Well, that's our show for today. We hope that next time you have an image of a rock and roll guitarist in your head, that image should include one of the women you heard today.
Yeah, they're all great, Mark. So if you like our show, and if you don't like our show, too bad. If you like our show, you can hear us every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. And you can listen to our archive shows by going to the station's website, and you can listen to them anytime.
Yes, keep those emails coming. Tell us what you like and don't like, but most importantly, please listen.
I'd rather hear what they like.
I would, too.
Okay. Thank you, Jim Eggers. That was a nice nod. They can't hear the nod, but it was a nod, folks.
Yeah, the surgeon of sound, by the way.
That's right. Thanks for listening, everybody.